Forums on the internet. Is that Newberry?
Yes, brand new. We've never had a forum whatever in on the internet.
But what have we been reading this whole time?
I know. I think a lot of SEOs in the old days, we all got our start from online forums on the internet. And now it's coming back in 2024.
So what about the show? Is it new?
The show is new for now. It is. And also your SERPs up podcast, the intro is like, always says like it's a new way of whatever, new wave or whatever. You got to pay. It's no longer a new wave. You've been doing it for like a year and a half now, right?
Well, it's all relative, right?
Like it's a podcast.
I today on the episode where we really shouted you out and gave you so much love.
Yeah, I can't. My titles have no go on forever and ever and ever. Thanks for the love. On that note, is it helpful? Is that content helpful? What do you think about this helpful content update being no more?
I think it's confusing. Gosh. I think Google's, first off, so yes, the helpful content update is no more. I also think it would be very highly unlikely they took all that technology they created and invented and threw it into the trash can at the same time. The difference I see when Danny Sullivan talks about it on Twitter or X, where I don't know what it's called anymore, is that the new system is multiple ways of looking at helpfulness, not just the helpful content system, and at the page level as well. So that seems to be the difference. I think Google could be a little bit clearer about this. I know they have the FAQ. I don't want to get into it. That's all I'm going to say. I've said too much.
You said too much. I mean, Google has told me that it's a different beast, but they won't say what type of beast it is. Although zero sites have recovered yet that were hit by that September 2023. Yes, so a helpful content update. So you would expect there to be a change if something Google rolled out something new. Talking about ranking volatility, let's move on to this morning I reported about how the core update still rolling out. I think it's some day like 36 or something. It's like into week 5 now. I thought it'd be done week 3. Yeah.
This is the thing. They're calling it the March, but I mean, and they're like, oh no, we just changed all the names. So it's not Penguin or Panda or like whatever, but like those are not time specific. It's April now. How are we going to finish the March update in April or May or June or whenever it is? Like I feel like you're not supposed to make giant changes in the middle of an update, but like, what are people supposed to do? It's like so long. It's so long.
I'm kind of hoping it goes through May. The next few weeks are challenging for me. So maybe Google, if you could, like just push it off till May.
Yeah, make it the May. Yeah. March, April, and May core rating update. In any event, it's probably at its end. It's probably at its end. And I think we're in day 36 now. And I did see some ranking fluctuations, the big ones, according to not the tools, no offense to Semrush or SimilarWeb or RankRanger or any of these tools. But it seemed like there was a little spike in the tools, but there's a significant amount of chatter. So maybe we're seeing the last whatever. Google did say there'll be multiple, fluctuations with this core update. So I think we're seeing it again.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be a brand new, like a lot of SEOs have changed their tactics from this update. So there are people who are working on niche sites who are like, I'm going to Facebook now. And I think that there's a lot of big changes that are going to come after this. I think that people are going to really have to rethink how they do SEO and how they make things, make the content happen. Cause I think it's really been a bit of a rocky one for some people.
I no longer buy old domains anymore.
Are you being really unhelpful, yes. Illegal, and non-medically savvy advice on like Reddit, Crystal?
I mean, that is something that we're starting to see. So I think, a few people have flagged this. Joy Hawkins flagged something where the American Bar Association was pushed down below the discussion forums and below Quora and Reddit feeds for questions like really important legal questions about can your spouse use a video to record you, as example that she shared. And I think that's something that's really, really tricky. And you see this and I think other people have reported this. Lily Ray, I think, reported something similar for around medical advice. And don't get me wrong, I think forums have great value for some content. But I think that they still need to work out, you know, where they inserted algorithmically for some of this YMYL content.
Yeah, so it's funny, and Google's Danny Solomon keeps giving the same thing. We're learning from this. We'll do better. You know, every update, whatever. And it's pretty. I remember interviewing H.J. Kim from Google, and he gave his whole story at XMX about how the most important thing to him is making sure that the medical and legal advice in Google's search results don't lead people off to make horrible decisions. And it seems right. Like Google's last update did that, and like the opposite.
I remember that interview. That was a great interview. And I saw for Lily's query from last week was around weight loss. And I ran it myself. And the first thing I got was not Reddit. It was Quora. And it was, yeah. And it was basically the first thing when you went to the Quora page was about buying some whatever like magic pill to lose weight. And imagine you're dealing with somebody who has an eating disorder. That's the first thing they saw. What's the point of having a YMYL niche if this is what you're going to do with it?
Right.
And I think it can be tricky because like some of the signals that you get, like some of the signals like recency and like frequency and like that sort of things, like a lot of those forms will have a lot of that. Like if they're updating it every day, then they'll have a lot of signals that fit into the rest of the algorithm that you know, they need to, maybe they need to like correct the algorithm so that it moderates for, you know, it reevaluates for the fact that like, yeah, that form might be updated 12 times that day. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's been updated with good information 12 times that day.
I mean, you think Google will get this right. They've got it right before, and I'm just surprised. I'm actually a little bit shocked by this, and I think Google's taking this to heart, and hopefully we're into April, so May, June, July, core update will fix it all, but who knows. Any event, thank you guys for doing this. Podcast,
new
vlog. And there's a lot more news, obviously, that we didn't cover, so definitely check out the search recap that I post in Search and Roundtable and check it out on Wix. And thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Barry.